Tuesday, November the 3rd. It is 3:37. Good afternoon. Welcome. And let the record show that the House Resources Committee was convened at 3:33. Present are Representative Craig Johnson, Representative Paul Seaton, Representative Bob Heron, Representative and Representative Hawker, Vice Chair, my fellow co-chair, Representative David Tallarico, myself, Representative Benjamin Noel, or Benny. Let the record reflect we have a quorum to conduct business. Please turn off your cell phones. Thank you. Today we have coming substitute Senate Joint Resolution 301, Resources as amended, support oil and gas leases on Arctic OCS before the committee. I'll ask Senator Stoltz and his staff, Brandon Brzezinski, to explain the changes in this resolution that occurred in the other body. Please come forward and identify yourself for the record.
Bill Stoltz represent the Senate and the legislature for Senate District F.
Brandon Brzezinski, staff to Senator Bill Stoltz.
Go ahead, Senator.
Thank you, co-chairs and Chairman Adyak. Appreciate the opportunity that this is one of the bright spots of the special session. We actually can do something that's very timely, and that's reaffirm our commitment and have a very strong reactive statement to an administrative action that just occurred now just a little over 2 weeks ago.
For the record, I'm sorry, Senator, for the record, Representative Tarr, Representative Josephson are here. Go ahead, Senators. Thank you very much.
On the administration's move to slam the door on OCS activity on the North Slope, and our resolution also, in addition to speaking to that, there's some defensive language as well. There's the environmental, non-governmental organizations of making a lot of noises and moves threatening the Liberty Project. So existing projects are also mentioned in here, not by name, but by reference. So an opportunity in this window of time being able to speak now forcefully, having the opportunity being in special session to send this a resolution, strongly worded letter from the legislature to the administration to buttress the efforts of our congressional delegation. I believe it's there have been some discussions about its relevance to special session. There hasn't been a gas line proposal I've heard about from the administration. It doesn't factor in the resources of the Chukchi and the Beaufort Seas as part of the long-term needs for an LNG project. And you know, absent those reserves, it certainly changes the discussion on a gas line project, at least long term, for the revenues and other opportunities that would present for Alaska. You went very thoroughly over this in the morning, the meeting dealing with the House companion measure that was introduced by one of my colleagues from my region, and I know the members are very familiar, and even the ones that weren't here are very knowledgeable on the issue. There was an amendment that was added on the Senate floor, very similar language to Representative Sadler's House Joint Resolution 4, also known as Legislative Resolve Number 8. I was thinking it was last year, but it was actually this year. It's just now we're in our third session. You lose track of time. That was language I supported adding. It's consistent with past messages we've added that we've expressed as recently as just half a year ago or so. I'm losing track. Again, I thought it was last year. I referred to it in the past, but it was earlier this year. So I think that was a good addition. It certainly strengthens our message, and that Senator Murkowski is taking the lead on revenue sharing. That's certainly part of the picture. There's some that have suggested until that issue is resolved, we shouldn't do any leasing or exploration. I don't know. I'm not as worried about carving up the loaf of bread if we're never going to plant the seeds and harvest the wheat and grind the mill. But it's always, we sometimes spend too much time on deciding how we're going to decide the spoils or spend the lottery ticket before, you know, before the time has come where there's a decision made. So these are long-term projects. I think anything that delays or puts conditions, we've got enough people speaking out against OCS. I don't think the legislature wants to also speak out against it as a condition and say don't start this until, because that will only be used against us by those who don't share our vision for prosperity and economic development for Alaska. But only I'm elaborating on a little bit. If there are any questions about how that's, this was sent over waiving enrollment and engrossing, so I'm not sure if we have the actual, the bill that's now it would be a CS, but that's really the essence of the change that was made since the bill you saw this morning. So, Mr. Brzezinski might have something to add.
Yeah, for the record, Brandon Brzezinski, staff to Senator Stoltz, and I'll go through where the changes were made in the new version. Starting on page 3, line 13, there was a new whereas added, just recognizing the existence of a federal revenue sharing in the Gulf of Mexico. And page 3, line 22, an additional whereas was included, acknowledging how the federal government fails to recognize federal revenue sharing in other states outside of the Gulf of Mexico Energy Security Act 2006. That includes Alaska as not being recognized. Page 3, again, line 25, an additional whereas, highlighting the potential revenues which could have came from federal revenue sharing had it been in place. Then if you turn the page to on page 4, starting on line 18, there's a new resolve added, which is urging the Alaska Congressional Delegation to continue their efforts in achieving OCS revenue sharing. And then again, page 4, line 22, and the final resolve is added, which is urging the United States Congress to continue their efforts and to adopt some federal revenue sharing, federal revenue sharing law. And then finally, on starting on page 5, line 1, the final resolve was amended to include a provision acknowledging the need for equitable revenue sharing with oil and gas producing states adjacent to federal outer continental shelf areas. So that concludes the changes made in the previous version.
Anything else, Senator?
Well, I just want to add, today you, I enjoyed your discussion, and I'm glad you exercised your prerogative as chair. You said you were on your high horse. I think you were actually riding pretty tall on your saddle there, and speaking for your region and for the hopes for prosperity and economic development for Alaska. So, don't diminish yourself as saying it's an exercise in rhetoric. I think you really speak eloquently for your region and for the whole state.
Thank you, Senator. Are there any committee discussion or questions? Representative Harris?
Mr. Chairman, I have no questions for the senator, but at the appropriate time, I'd like to make a comment.
Go ahead, Representative Heron.
Yeah. Thanks, Chairman. I'd like it read into the record on this Senate resolution, joint resolution. It'll be very similar to what I said this morning. Is the Obama administration released the National Strategy for the Arctic Region in May of 2013, and then in January of 2014, the implementation plan for this national strategy was released. So, effort number one, advance United States security interests of the National Strategy on the Arctic Region. There's a section titled, Provide for Future United States Energy Security. And as I'll quote here, this is the United States, in this administration, we are committed to working with stakeholders, industry, and other Arctic states to explore the energy resource base, develop and implement best practice, and share the experiences that enable the environmentally responsible production of oil and natural gas, as well as renewable energy. Canceling leases in the Chukchi and the Beaufort do not seem to mesh with this sentence. The federal government, in my opinion, is not following their own strategy for the Arctic region. Now, this is very troubling. And then you move to the implementation plan, and it states here that their implementation plan would ensure the safe and responsible development of non-renewable energy resources with the objective of ensuring safe, responsible exploration and development of onshore and offshore Arctic non-renewable energy sources in an environmentally sound manner. And one of those steps includes assessing the capacity and integrity of the Trans-Alaska Pipeline System to facilitate the flow of additional onshore, offshore oil resources by the end of 2016. So, Mr. Chairman, in summation, by canceling those leases, the federal government is going against its own national strategy for the Arctic region, which, of course, is Alaska. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Representative Harris. Anybody else? Representative Seaton.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I made comments on the resolution this morning, and I don't want to repeat those, but I did want to say that I appreciate the additions in this resolution. I think it brings it back to how it's effective for Alaska and very supportive of economic development and our sharing in that economic development. Thank you.
Any further discussion, general questions? I'd like to go to public testimony now. If you're testifying, please provide your name and affiliation and limit your testimony to 3 minutes, please. Any in-house testimony? Any testifiers on the phone? Any testifiers from the LIOs? Well, there's no testimony. We're now closing public testimony. Are there further committee discussion and or questions? And I would like to recognize Representative Millett in the floor. So we don't have any more testimony, so we're closing public testimony. Are there any further committee discussion or questions? If it's a will of the committee today, we'll move Senate, a committee substitute Senate Joint Resolution 301 from resources from committee.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'd like to make a motion to move committee substitute for Senate Joint Resolution number 301, which is numbered 29-LS1164/E.A, from committee, with an attached physical note and personal recommendations.
Mr. Chair, just a clarification, it was amended Senate.
I'm sorry, amended, yes.
And Mr. Chair, if you'd mind, for the record also, let's note that's a zero physical note.
Thank you very much, Representative Harper. Anything else? We'll take a brief at ease to sign the committee report. Before we adjourn, I'd like to thank everyone here in the committee for their fine work the past couple of days. And we've had some great discussions yesterday, and I thank you, and I believe this concludes our work in the House Resources Committee during the third special session of the 29th Legislature. I would like to thank our committee members for their work, Ben from the LIO and Debbie from the House Records Office. If there is No further business for the committee. We are adjourned at 3:50 p.m.